Right, north.
Yeah.
North.
Huh?
North.
Alright, so, we started last week, Ventus, we'll start again. Now, I said last week is a computer program for Ventus, which, I guess people took it serious, and that once you buy the program, you don't need the next year. Huh? Yeah. Anyhow, it's the address is Torah Software, 95 Rockwell Place, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. And the program is excellent. It always works. I've never found a mistake in a computer program. You just type in the, before you type in the dates, you tell the program which homeless you want, which homeless you don't. And then once that's set up, you type in the dates and the computer does the rest. It's 95 Rockwell Place, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. He's very master that you shouldn't copy the program. But all the money that he makes, he gives to the doctor. So it's not for profit at all. Torah Software, 95 Rockwell Place, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. There's no phone number on the box. I don't know. I don't even know his name. The one that knows him, Sean Gargoff, works with him. Okay. Anyhow. So it's Vestas. So before we start Vestas, just a little bit of a example from a Gemara in Shavuos that you said on the page. How much is the program? Not a lot. I don't know. He sent it to me, so I don't know if he's in charge of anything. The poster says, the doctor is b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yoshe. Mikan azor li b'nei Yisrael she'yifishu min eshaseim somach levet. From that poster we learned that a man is mechuyev to separate from his wife close to the time that she's expected to get her vest. The kama, how long is that separation? Or merabah, oinet one oinet, 1 12-hour period. And that's the Gemara. And that Gemara is the big machlokes Yishonim, and the given machlokes Achronim, where the vest is the Rabbanon or the Oraisa. Gemara is mashmit, the Oraisa is the Possit. But the Yishonim say that Tanas Master, and the vest is the Rabbanon. And that's what we pass. And this is in the new sheet. You have it? Yeah. H1 from the text. Yeah? And that's what we pass in the verse of the Rabbanah. There, however, is a Machlokes Achronim, what that means. Some Soifan and the Yehuda, they both hold that this verse is the Rabbanah. That's only Le'afar verse. In other words, if a woman is expected to get her vest on a Sunday. When it comes to Sunday night, and she didn't see any dam, so you can assume that she's not an eagle. However, if you hold Vestas is deraisa, and unless she has made a constant bedika the whole entire day, then you would have to assume that she became an eagle. Now, the Chassam Sof and Nadi Yehuda both hold that the Issur of having Tashmish Anita with a woman in her Oinas Aves, that's Zichra deraisa. And they based it on the Gemara that Shema Meis Loi Chayshin and Shema Yomus Chayshin. We never question that somebody already died, but we always question that he might, a person might die. So therefore, there's always a chash, and they say that this is a chash theorized, so that a woman would become an Ida Beis Tashmish. And that's how the Samsoif and the Nadi Yehuda both hold, that the Issa, to have Tashmish Amita with a woman, Samuk Levesta, that's Zichra theorized. And that the Machloek is showing him. But the vest is the Rabbanon, right, so that's only if she already got her vest. Now, if we don't assume that a woman became a nida just because the day of her vest went by. That's how they are, the Farish, the Machlokes, the vest is the right, so the Rabbanon, but it seems like most Achronim were not in the Kabbal, the back of the Samsoif and Noi Bihuda, we treat vests as the Rabbanon. We'll see the Kabbal, what that's going to be. Then there's a Mutadika Gemara, speak of a goddess of this, could I to see it, Omar Rabba Oina. Okay. Rabba says one Oina. Omar Rabbi Yoichon, Yishu Rabbi Shimon Be Yechoi. Because she in a fire is me isha samach levesta, as he lohani lobani k'nei Aharon, Nathan. Even if he has children like the b'nei Aharon, so they'll die. If this is that, me z'nei sol mitu mosom, v'hidova b'nei dosa, v'somach le'achem mois, nei b'nei Aharon. That's the next parasha in the Torah. Omar Rabbi Yoichon. In a positive way. We have children that are ruined to be in Mariah Hoyra. It's still the half of the Hoyros. Om Rabbi Siyah Barab, Om Rabbi Yosin, Kol HaMafdi, La Vayavim, Motsi Shabbatus, and so on, that's from the Geyas, and those writers. So you see the Indian of keeping vessels. Now we also said last week, Ahora, that even though vessels is their abundance, they were weak baskets, but it's not to be taken lightly, and it doesn't mean that if a person doesn't keep the cheshman of the vest, and somehow they say, well, it's too hard to keep cheshman, and it's too complicated, and we can't figure it out, so we'll take a chance. And most people say, well, Baruch Hashem, we never need shop. You know, it's neither the Araisa, but it's not so poshut. I mean, it's not that it's not so poshut, it's not so. But if a person has cheshmish amita, during the Arinat HaVest, so the Oiver needs to their abundance. Not that their abundance says, so please don't take a chance, but if you want to take a chance, you know, it's not an eighth of choice, it's not a mission, it's to their abundance for a man and a woman to have relations during the oinus of it. Now, we started last week with the beginning of Vestas, and we mentioned, I don't remember exactly where we stopped, but we'll quickly chazer over, that the first thing we have to know that when a man and a woman have to separate in the oinus haves, the mikra din, that separation is only from tashvish amita duva. Anything else, any of the other halachos that we learned do not apply during the oinus haves. However, we said that the tas hold mikra din, they do apply during the oinus haves, and not the chibuk v'nishuk applies during the oinus haves, meaning the tas shita is that anything that Rashi is a mita, is a mita the oraisa. So then in the Oinus HaVes, it's also Midarabah. The other Poskim don't agree, and they say Israel is only Tashu Shemit, that's what it says in the Mechavah. However, the Shach says that if you're Machme, it's not all of Bracha, and that's how we annoy it. We know it to be Machme in Chibuk Venishuk also, and the Rashu Chanorach is Moistis, that we also know it to be Machme, not to sleep in the same day. But any of the other Harkokas, the Minag is not to be master at all, there's absolutely no reason to be master on the other Achokas. The reason that Chibuk V'Nishuk would be also in the Oinus HaVes is not because we're afraid that from Chibuk V'Nishuk will come to Tashmish Amita, that's not the reason. Because we're afraid Chibuk V'Nishuk in itself is our Issa, the Araisa, with any of the Araisa, including Nida. But the Tash is afraid that while the Chibuk V'Nishuk is taking place, that she will become a Nida. And we're not afraid of that. Shkonar says we're not afraid of that. We're only afraid of Tashu Shemitah, because Tashu Shemitah, medically or biologically, can cause a woman to be dumb if she's supposed to get her period at 12 o'clock, actually, and Tashu Shemitah at 11 o'clock. So there's a high possibility that the Tashu Shemitah itself will cause the dumb to come. So therefore, they ask the Tashu Shemitah, Mashiach Kechil Venishu. But again, Tova Allah Bracha, whoever is Machmer, and I think the prevalent limit is to be Machmer and Kechil Venishu, and not sleeping in the same bed during the Oinus HaVes. How long is the Oinus HaVes? So we mentioned already that there is a machloikis rishonim. Meikaratin, the Oinus HaVes is a 12-hour period. If there is a ruah who brings Malavi Ezri that the Oinus HaVes is really chof dalit shoy, 12 hours Oinus plus the 12 hours before, mentioned it's a huge machloikis achronim. What the minhag is, or how we should be noyek, the Shach says that the Ogarua is the Ikar Din. Shulchan Aruch holds not like that. And most Achronim held not like that, that the Ogarua is the Chumrah. However, the Geloid of Moyer Hoyra, at least in America, Moshe and Moshe Bik, Zichonim Livracha, they both held they should be Machme with the Ogarua. In Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Lechadonish was very Machted not to be Machme as the Ozerua, and everybody has to get guidance from their own Moira to how to be noise. There's much more in Achtam Soisa that they were very marked on the Ozerua, because it's a shine in Achtam Soisa, the Chuva brings it. In Kufedal, it out in where a woman saw down every 2 weeks. That was her vest. And as soon as she went to the mikveh, the next Oina she would see dam, so therefore her own time to go to the mikveh would be on the oinus of the ruah. So that if you're doing mafle of the ruah on this woman, there will only be one eser, which would be that she would have to get a get. So she would never be to her alibi. The Chassam Sofer says, in such a case, you could be makel on the other ruah. So it's mashma from there that the Chassam Sofer otherwise was machme on the other ruah. This raya heard from Rav Naishul, the square dying, he told me this raya by Chassam. But anyhow, so everybody has to ask the Omar and Aroha to be noyes as far as the other ruah is concerned. Okay, now we also learned that how does the oinus aleph work? Now, if the Aisha sees the yoim, but in the next month, during the 12-hour period of that same day, which we'll soon see how you go ahead and make the cheshbon which day that is, there should be a surah. So the ruah would be moist of the 12 hours before. What happens if she's mesupah? And she gets up, she thinks that she got her vest, and she doesn't know was it right before the Nesaf Chama, or was it right after the Nesaf Chama. As far as Vestas is concerned, there's no such thing as being a Shmoshes. Everything is not topic yon, topic life. There's no spaces. Everything according to whether you're a Tatra Chosid, or whether you're Echte, Briske, Litvak, or whatever you are, it's called by the Shkia and by the Netzacham. There's no being a Shmoshes. The Kulam. That's Meikar Adin and Shulchan Aruch. Because Vestas is Mageya, the Mehalech HaChamo and the Mehalech HaLavon. There are women that see when the Levon is out, there are other women that see when the Chamo is out. So therefore, by Vesta, there's no such thing as Menash Moshe. So she's Metupa, which is called before the night or after the night. So he said, Meikar Adin, Shukranov says that she goes by the last. In other words, if she was Metupa, was it before night or after the night, so then her Vesta is Beyoin. If she was Metupa, was it before the Shkia or after the Shkia, then the next month, she has to be Purish, the Lila. But the Shah says that you should be Machmer, both the Yoin and the Lila, and that's how We pass him like the Shach on this, that he has to be marked both the Yoim and the light. Now, on top of that, the Shach says he has to be moisted there as a Ruah. And Rabbi Kiva Eger is on that, has a Torah Chiyum Godel, he doesn't understand the Shach, and on that we can be maker. So not to be moisted there as a Ruah on that topic of Yoim and light. Because the Shach says like this, that the reason that there was a Ruah is right, because when the Gemara says Oina Achas, the Gemara that we had before in Shavuot, the Gemara says Oina Achas, so that was only by Noshim that had a shah to see, and they saw at a certain time. That's what the Mishnah says in Yid. Mishnah says that if she saw it was at noontime, so she's a surah the whole day. 6 hours before noontime, 6 hours after noontime. The shah says that's fine if she sees always at noontime, or if she sees always at 2 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning. What about an isha that doesn't have a shah's kavua, which the shah is made and none of the Noshim had? At the time of the shah, well, they didn't have such a thing. They had a best kavua, but not to the hour. So then he says he has to be moistened the 12 hours before. That's what the Shach says. Then the Shach says she's Metufak, Yoim, or Laila. So you have to be Mafra both. And then he says, and on top of that, you have to be moistened Yod Zeru. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says that that part of the Shach he doesn't understand. So if she knows exactly when her vest is, which is around the Neitzah Chama, that's the Loshin Shulchan Aruch. Or through your Lira is but she doesn't know if it's before the Nesach Chama or after the Nesach Chama. So then the Rav Yehuda Eger says, then she's already out of the class of the Shach, because she has the Shach's Kavua around the Nesach Chama, so then why should she have to go be moistened? There was the rule of Rav Yehuda Eger's Chavik, and that's how we pass. So she's Mesupah, but it was Yom Malayla, so we must have like both, but we don't add to that the 12 hours before of the other. I think that's what we left off. Yeah? Okay, sleep, hey. In Ragiva Lios, we are Mikoyim and Nitzacham or Achar and Nitzacham. Now, here is an interesting halacha. So, let's continue. In Beth Nimsha, Beto Gimal Yomim, these both also. Sheshefah, to Mezalefet. The halacha is like this, that we always go Fosa Chila Kabet. You know, if a woman starts to see on Sunday, and she continues seeing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, her oina sabes is always the tchila sabes. But that is she continues for a long time. If it's a re'iyah, that's a short one-shot re'iyah, and it starts at night and it continues a little bit during the day, then we machmer both the night and the day. But if it continues for a few days, then we only go both to the Tfilas Riyah, but the concern that Lemaisa is a few days, because that's how most Noshim see done. They begin on a certain day and they continue for a few days. So the Oinus Habet, we, Cheshbon by the Tfilas Habet. So from Tfilas Habet until the next time around, again, the Tfilas Habet. I just mentioned that it's a Rashu Panar of the whole, that when you make a Cheshbon for Vestas, you go from the Soy Vest to the next Tfilas Habet. In other words, if she sees an Aleph Nissan, and she continues to see Beit Gimel Dalet and Hey Nissan, so when she makes a Cheshbon, she counts from Hey Nissan, that would be day one, until the next time that she sees, which will be the Tzei Aleph year, that she will have a vest of 25 days, according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch. So, and in the next month, she only sees for 4 days, then that will shorten her vest by 1 day. It's a much more complicated way of making the Cheshbon, and till today, that's what they do in Lubavitch. But that's only in Ogeya. For those that are in Lubavitch, but for the rest of the world, we don't hold like the Rav Shulchan Aruch. We pass him that we go from Tfilas Vest to Tfilas Vest. If Aisha sees Aleph Nissan, and if she sees Aleph here, that's a 31-day afloga, and a Vest HaChodesh to Aleph HaChodesh. Then one more thing. Another halacha is that on the Oinus HaVest, this is an important halacha. It's a chiyuv, Aisha is a chiyuv to make a betika during the Oinus HaVest. The chatchila she has to do this. If she forgot, then it makes no difference. She could. It's okay, unless it's a vest kavua or the oina beinunis, which is a din of the vest kavua. The oina beinunis is the 30th day after her year. So on the 30th day after her year, she must make a bedika. If she didn't make that bedika, then it's a machloikes in the achroini, what happened? According to the Bach, she is a neither. Nothing happens. She has to go to the mikveh. According to the other achroinim, she has to make a bedika whenever she remembers, as soon as possible, and certainly before the next Tashmi Shabbat. And that's what we pass. So we pass in if Aisha forgot and the Oina Beinonis to make a bedika, so whenever she remembers, and certainly before the next Tashmi Shabbat, she would have to make a bedika. Now, how many bedikas does she make in the Oina Beinonis? So it's also a big machloit. The Chavazat says that she needs a bedika the whole entire day. Meaning she has to put in a mordochuk and he has to stay the whole entire day of the vest. We don't fasten like that, but not because we don't fasten like that, but because the Achroinim say that it's not shy for a woman to do it. It's too hard. So therefore, most of the Achroinim say she should make two bedikas. One at the beginning of the vest and one at the end of the vest, and some Achroinim are moistest to make one after that also. So three, a total of three bedikas. The Chazanish held that you make one bedika during the Oinus HaVest, and that would be enough. The minhag, the prevalent minhag, is to make two, one in the morning when she gets up, and one in the evening before the Shkia. And we'll see when we get to the Cheshbon Oinus, those are all that the Oinus HaVest is 24 hours, so she will make one the night before. Also. But the Iker is that on the Oinus HaVest, and those 12-hour periods, you should make a bedika in the morning, and one in the afternoon, and then preferably one right after the shkia also, to make sure that the whole day came out clean. Yeah. If we master on the Ozerua, you don't need bedikas on the Ozerua. Yeah. And it's good to be master, but if she... No, bedikas is even on the Vesta Chodesh or on the Vesta Flogger too. But he's asking specifically about the Ozerua. Then it would be at night, beginning of the night. And then if she happens to get up when it's still night, so it's fine, it's not, so then forget about it. Okay? She doesn't have to wake up special for that. What? That's after the ordinary. Yeah, it's better to do one after the ordinary. Okay?
Can we talk about what happens as long as there?
Yes.
On the 35th day afterwards. And that she didn't check.
She has to make a bedika.
And what was in the gear, the Ozerua and all the vests?
Well, that would be. That's the next lesson. But let's just finish off with this halacha. So that's the halacha of the vest. Now there's another halacha in Siman Kuf Pei Dalet, in the gear vests, which is, it's Kedai to see the Shulchan Aruch inside. They view. Aroi she lotes le derech. Whoever is going on the road, so he has to have Tashu Shamita with his wife, even if it happens to be the oinus of it. That's what the Mechaber is asking, is the Gemara Yevam. The Ramah says that people be tashmish shari. Amikar atin tashmish amit is also Muslim. Now you have the Easter of Oinah Taves, but you have the mitzvah of Oinah. But the mitzvah, one of the chiyuv of Oinah is that when the Baal is yotzei l'derech, at that time he has a chiyuv Oinah to his wife, because they bring a pasuk in the Gemara, and then the Gemara says that ishtem ishtokek is lebaila when he's yotzei l'derech. So she has a special cheshek, and the halacha is that whenever a woman has a special cheshek, so the mitzvah and also the figure tells you that at that point the Baal is mechuyev to tashmish shemitah with it. And all those things that it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Orchaim and Ebenezer, what the he of Oinah is for a man to his wife, depending on the profession that he's in, Oinah Samet Chacham is Leil Shabbos, and the Oinah Gamlon is so and so on, if it's a Chamoirin, if he deals with Chamoirin, it's so and so on, if it's a traveling salesman, then it's less. All those things are all provided that she is not asking for the chiyuv oinah. But if she's asking for a chiyuv oinah, she has a special cheshek, then at that point it's a chiyuv oinah. In spite of all those other things. So therefore the prophet says that Aisha is mishtokekes lebailo kishir yotze lederech, then it's a chiyuv oinah.
Okay.
There's a chiyuv oinah, but now it's Tomas Levesta. He's going on a trip the next day, and he has to leave at that night when she's mishtokekes lebailo. Is the night of the Oinah Beinonis or Heves Kavua? And then the Ika Din, the Ika Halacha is that Tashmish Amita is Muslim. That's what the Gemara says, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's what the Ramah says. So Mikol Mokot, Hamachmer Shel Olefoter, Abedivri Ritzui, Kovel Olefrot. But whoever could be Machmer who only speaks to her Divri Ritzui, so that's better. The Panis Bayer, the Komine Kurva, the Havashori Milva Tashmish, and we were in the Bayer that everything is Muta. In bar mitzvah, he's going for a bar mitzvah, then he's going to be mitzvah, bottom in a mitzvah, and he doesn't have to be parked at his ishtah. They are showing him, in Adam Reutel, later to Derek, the ishtah nida, the tikkot, the kona achas, the person has a planned trip, a business trip, and he's going, and within one 12-hour period of when he's leaving, she has to go to the mitzvah, and he's mechuyev to go ahead and postpone that trip until after he goes to the mix. We'll see. One second. Okay? Now, in the acronym it says, which is, I bring it here now, the Shach and the Gross is the Rav Shulchan Aruch and the Chokhmah Sodom, that even if you hold the Tashmish Amita is also, but you mechuyev to be medaber aliva to be rizu, to use them, and chibuk venishu. All those things, it certainly is a chiyuv. Doing the best if he's going away the next day. Now, what's the shear of going away? So, some of the Achronim want to say the shear is the shear of youth-based meal. The youth-based meal by car, it's not a big deal. I mean, what is it, 15, 20 minute trip? So, what it probably means, which is what most Achronim hold, that it means an extended trip for a few days. If you're going just away for a day or two, so then that's the feel is mission to it. But it's always a person's gone away for a few days. So at that point, she has it's a chiyuv oinah, and even if it's in the oinah taves, it's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi, by the way, holds taves is the right. Rashi has speak on the Rishonim that holds that the isu tashmish amit and the oinah taves is an isu the right. And Rashi holds, has speak on the Rishonim that holds like the Shulchan Aruch. Rashi in Yevama says the Feirish that the chiyuv oinah taves is a chiyuv of tashmish amita mamish. So then the question is, you know, how can that be? Here you have to tell me a chiyuv tashmish amita mamish, and you're also telling me an isa ves is being the oraisa. Yeah, except here's the opposite. Because the eser, which is the eser? Vizaknes b'nei Yisrael is the eser. Vestus is an eser. Vizaknes b'nei Yisrael is the mother. And the lav, or in also the figures are lav. So you have here, where the lav is being doiser, the Esther rather than the Esther being God's love. So then the Sif says, and the Shield says, that ain't hokinamic. When you say Esther, God's love, it doesn't mean that which is in the minion of mitzvahs on Esther is Doyche, that which is in the minion of mitzvahs on Esther, but that which is positive in its action is Doyche, that which is negative, even though by name it could be just the opposite. This is a nice Chiddush from the Menet Sif, even though it is not supposed to be the type of the Shield. Okay, right there. Isha she yesh lo vesta yomim levat. Now, a woman who has a regular vest for yomim, meaning we're not talking about a vest of group, which it's good to know that there is such a thing in halakha as a vest of group, that there are women that have simonim in their group that tell them that they're getting their period. Now, that doesn't mean that they have cramps a few days before, and then sometime within the next 2 or 3 days they'll get their period. It has to be an exact thing. Now, she has a cramp now, and she gets a period 2 hours later, or a day exactly later, or she gets a pimple on her head, and she gets a period, or whatever the simonim may be. We won't mention that at all. If anybody has any shivas on such a type of a vest, so they should ask privately. There's just not enough time for that. We're only going to be dealing with the vestas that are vestas ayomim. But Aisha who has a vest ayomim, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that also lovo oleo achi ishaleno. You know, she knows, her husband knows that his wife is supposed to be getting her vest on Aleph Nissan. And now it's Gimel Nissan, and he wants to have Tashmi Shamita with her, so he's mechuyav to ask her, is she tehoira or is she not tehoira? And the Rav Shulchan Aruch says that part of the mitzvah, the chiyuv to ask her, is not just if she's tehoira or she's not tehoira, but is mechuyav to ask her if she made a bedika in the oinah zavet, if it has to be a vest tavua or in the oinah bein. So it's not just enough to ask if she's tehoira or she's not tehoira, but it's his chiyuv to ascertain that bedika which is necessary was made. So those are the general rules of vestas. Now we get to the hard part. Then she has to make up a bedika then, whenever she remembers. That's just a week later. She has to make up a bedika then. Whenever she'll remember, that's what we pass.
Even if she didn't do
twice. If she didn't do any at all. If she did one, then she doesn't have to make any more. That is, the two is not me'akis. As long as she made one in the honest of vest. But if she didn't make any, and it's 2 weeks later, and for some reason she didn't become a nida. So her vow is mechuyav to ascertain that before Tashmi Shemitah, either she made already a medika, then she has, or she has to make one. Now, by the way, the halakha is that we are never masmeh to make medikas between Tashmish or after Tashmish, except when a person is first married, which that's something that they should privately speak to whoever teaches in the halakha as to how you do that. But after that, there's never any medikas that we make between Tashmish. That's an Easter in the Gemara. The Gemara says, you know, I've employed it with Tashmish, pray the Gemara of Tizda Gumagakach, let him be boidic, and what's wrong? Let her be boidic. The Mishnah says, "Va'amad lifas benoshi meshubachas." So why shouldn't she make more bedikas? It's because then, if she does, so then liboy noyful poyrish. The husband will get scared that maybe she made a bedikah because she felt something, and he'll be poyrish, and he won't be tashu shemitah, and that's not good for shalom bayis. So therefore, the Gemara is very marked not to be allowed to make bedikas with netashu, but this is the exception. If she didn't make one in the Oinah Zavet, then sometimes with Nei Tashmish, she has to make a bedikah. Okay, now we go to the chart. Now, this chart, by the way, today I ran it through the computer to see how it came out. I mean, the chart I did a couple of years ago, but I ran it through the computer today and it came out exact. And it's a very good program, so if you don't have koyach to work on the chart, you could relax and just try the program. No, but it's good to know the halakha. The Ramban says, the Chokhmah Sodom says, that Ein Lecha Dover has Tzorich Limut Be'yukhut Nida Yotzim in Yonah Vest. Nothing needs more learning. And this, and then he says that he constantly has it. Vest is the Chokhmah Sodom, and then he writes, Baruch Hashem, that he was never Nikshal. And he doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom Nikshal and Yisra Koris. It means he was never Nikshal and Yisra the Rabbanon of Vest. Okay. Now it's a little bit complicated, but if you follow the sheet will make it easier. Now, in our sheet, so you have like this, the first column says Lailo Yoim. That means when the Riyah was. Was the Riyah at night or was the Riyah during the day? Now, since we only have a half hour, so we'll do it as we go along, I'll explain the halacha. So now this Isha is starting her history of vestas. She never saw dam before in her life. So this is the first time that she sees dam. She sees dam and Aleph Nissan. Now, in all vestas, the Cheshbon is always made by the Jewish calendar month, never by the Goyish month. Okay? So it's always by the Jewish calendar month. So Aleph Nissan, the parenthesis on the bottom here, all that means is how many days there are in Nissan. Just for Okay, so Nisan is 30 days, always. The Jewish month, they 30, 29, 30, 29, 30, 29, 30, 29, except that Cheshvan and Kislev vary. But every other month alternate. 20, 30, and 29, 30, and 29. Okay. Now she sits on Aleph Nisan. So Aisha sits on Aleph Nisan, so why does she have to be choshev? So the first column, the second column says on top Haflogah. Now Haflogah means that every woman who sees Dam, who has an interval, and to always worry that she's going to have a vest kavua to a haflogah to the same interval. Now, this Isha who saw an Aleph Nisan has no interval because one re'iyah cannot possibly make an interval. For an interval, you need two re'iyahs. So she saw an Aleph Nisan, so there is no vest haflogah. But then you have the third column. There's one vest which is called the vest hachoydish. That means that there are women who are koiveya vestas to see on the same day always of the Jewish calendar month, of the lunar calendar. So she saw an Aleph Nisan during the day, so she has to be choshed that she will see again an Aleph year during the day. That's why that Aleph year is there, because that's called the Vest HaChoydesh. Now this Aleph Nisan with a star here, which on the bottom says Orzeruah, so the Orzeruah is always written in small letters, to show you that the Orzeruah is not a Ikar HaGen, but it's the day of Lamed Nisan. So that's so far, so very simple. By the way, it's an interesting machloikis, it's good to know. It's a sefer called Torah Tabayis that the Rashba wrote. The halacha sefer that the Rashba wrote is follows more or less Shulchan Aruch every day. So he has the Karuvos, but the Chavos, Melicha, and also. And he has Nida also. He, the Rashba, is the one that holds that he goes by the Jewish calendar month. The Vest HaChodesh goes by the calendar month. Now, if you paid attention to the Gavin Shul, he announces the Moel HaRevon. Right? Sometimes you pay attention, Moel HaRevon is before Rosh Chodesh. Sometimes it's after Rosh Chodesh. Sometimes it's in the middle of Rosh Chodesh. It's always varied. But the Moel HaRevon is not exactly an hour Rosh Chodesh because we have a preset calendar. The Sefer Torah Tabayis was written by the Rashba. And then there's a say on the side that the Rashba is in the middle. That's the Torah Tabayis. Then on the right side there's a sefer called Bedek HaBayis. Bedek HaBayis was written by the Reor. The Reor, where he has kashes, hatzotes on the Rashba. On the other side is another sefer on the left side called Mishmeres HaBayis, which we're not 100% sure who wrote it. The assumption is that Rashba himself wrote it, defending against the hatzotes of the Bedek HaBayis. Bedek HaBayis says there can't be any such vest as a vest to the same day as the Jewish calendar month. Why? Just because how can her group know that the month is going to be Mole or Chosa, or that the Mole HaLevona is going to be before Rosh Chodesh or after Rosh Chodesh? So he passes the Reor that we have to take a cheshbon always from the Mole HaLevona. We have to know when is the new moon, and not in Eretz Yisrael the way we announce it here, but wherever she lives. And then from there, she has to count how many days after the Moel HaLevona did she see Dam, and that will determine her Oinas HaBeth. That's the Mishmeres HaBayis. The Bedek HaBayis. The Mishmeres HaBayis, the Rashba says a very interesting thing. He says that it doesn't make a difference when the Moel HaLevona is. Whether the Levona is an Aleph, or whether the Moel is an Lamed the day before, or the day after, her ears are going to be on the exact same day of the Jewish calendar month, and you know why? Because whatever Besen Shemato does, Besen Shemato masks him, and he controls the nature of a woman. Like it says, the famous Yerushalmi, that Aisha was a psula, right? If she loses a psula before she's three, the Tulei Achoizrim, she loses a psula after she's three, and the Tulei Achoizrim, there was Aisha that lost it, so I got a child that lost her psulim. She was 3 years old already, but it happened to have been in Nisan. Nisan went ahead and went Me'aber the Shana, so they added another Adar. So that made her less than 3 years old and Besulei Achozu. Because when the Besin, the Shippura Tali Milta, Solu Taki on the Shoifer, and that's what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. So when we see that there are hundreds and thousands of Chuvas about Bes Kavua Lechoidesh, right? And all those Bes Kavua Lechoidesh are Tishulchan Aruch, like the Rashba, So that's an aidus to the power of Bezdin, because otherwise it makes no sense that a woman should have a Bez Kavua. Because why should it be that way? Just because the Chazan announced the Shur Rosh Chodesh is going to be on this day, so now her whole group is controlled by that? Doesn't make sense. That's the real kasha. But the Rashba says whatever Bezdin does, you don't even have the Bezdin Shemai with Master and control. Huh? Well, it's a fixed calendar that was fixed by Bezdin. That's called Bezdin fixed the calendar. Where in the time of Shukunav, we have the same fixed calendar. Right? The Shach brings his Rashba. And there certainly were Noshim that had Bezdin Kavua to the Chodesh. I knew one, but it didn't last too long. But there were women that had that. You can see that from the Chuvah, it's Mole. Okay, it's the women that had that. And the only explanation is, you know, why should it be that way? 1 month is 29, 1 month is 30, so her group knows that. I mean, how does her group know all that? The only explanation is, that's what the Rashba says, that the Bezdin Shamat, or whatever they do, Bezdin Shamat, Maskim Aleim, and that controls the nature of a woman. And I said last week over of the Kiyas from the National Geographic, the Havdil, and the National Geographic states that by the behemoths. So there are behemoths that have vestas, and there are behemoths that have a Bez Kavua to the lunar calendar. And it's like foolproof by them. They did a study. I don't know why they did this study, but I read it one time in the National Geographic that there is such a thing. But the question when I rewrite that our women are so busy with all kinds of other things, and they became weaker, the group, so they don't have a Bez Kavua. And Ramosha Feinstein said that the reason that a lot of Rabbanim say that they don't know Noshin that have a Bez Kavua is because the Rabbanim are dealing with younger women. But when the women get older, they'll start being Kavya Bez more and more. Okay.
The Behemoths were going on the Moed, right?
The Behemoths were going on the Moed. Yeah, but by them I don't think it's like, Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, I don't think Bezdin was Kavya the Chadoshim for the Behemoths. So by them it's like, yeah. Anyhow. So then there's the Oina Beinunis. And then there's the Oina Beinunis of Lamed Aleph Yon, next two columns. The Ikar Oina Beinunis is that the 30th day of her year, she has to separate from her husband, and the time has over is because most Noshim are Kovei Abed to 30 days. That's how the Taz hold, and that's how most of the Gedolei Achronim held, and even Bizman Hazeh, that's how most Moir Hoiroa hold, that the Iker Oina Beinunis is the Yoim Lam. Problem with this is that there were some very big Moir Hoiroa that didn't hold that way. And they held that the Iker was not the 30th day, but that the Iker was 30 days in between Riyas, meaning the 31st day. Now the way we make a cheshbon on this sheet, and most Moir Hoiroa make a cheshbon, is if Aishis is an Aleph Nissan, right? The 30th day is Lamed Nissan. So Aleph is day 1, not that base is day 1, but Aleph is day 1, and the 30th day is day 30. So Aleph to Lamed are not doing a bainin. So that's how the Taz makes the cheshbon, and that's the Roy Moir Gedoyle Apoisi make the cheshbon, and that's the most Moir Hoiroa pass. However, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Lechem Etzimla, and the Chavos Das, that's in the Sidus, they both held that the Iker is not that you count Aleph as day 1, but Beis as day 1, so therefore Yoin Lamed Aleph is the 30th day. So it's really, for our, the way we make a cheshbon would be the 31st day. And then, in the Gedolei Moir Hoiroa Bizmanenu, Rav Moshe Zichrono Livracha held that the Iker is Yoin Lamed Aleph, not Yoin Lamed. So because of that, a lot of the Moir Hoiroa will tell you to be machmer both on Lamed and Lamed Aleph. However, a lot of Moir Hoiroa will tell you that that's only if it's not a Shas Hadchak. But if it is a Shas Hadchak, which sometimes what happens is that there may be 3 or 4 days straight of Vestas, in which such cases, a lot of Moir Hoiroa will tell you that you could be Mekel on Yom Lamed Aleph, as long as the Yom Lamed Aleph does not coincide with the Vesta Chodesh, in which case you can never be Mekel. So far on the first line, we have the Vesta Chodesh, which is Aleph Iyar. Aleph Iyar also happens to be the Oina Beinunis. Aleph Iyar on the last column of Lamed Aleph Yoim. And every month, the Oina Beinunis will coincide, either Yoim Lamed or Yoim Lamed Aleph will coincide with the Yoim HaChodesh. Yeah, you missed the beginning of the show.
No,
we made there about it.
Why right?
And the Hakka, which way?
Because Gotta take a bag. Take a bag. Okay. So which one are you picking? Well, that's what most of the Oiro do. They say that Roif is the Islamist, so that's what they pick. But there are, you know, it's not easy to be Mako against the Igros Moshe. Especially now, though. And it wasn't easy for him to be Mako against the season. But anyhow, in our first column here, the Laila is the Vesa Choydish Aleph Iyar, right?
Which column are you? Last
one. Yon Lamer Aleph. On a Ben is Lamer Aleph Yon. Okay, top line. Right, there is a Vesa Choydish. A woman always has to separate on the same day of the Jewish calendar month. She saw on Lamed an Aleph Nisan, so she has to separate the next month on Aleph Iyar. Now, the first column is when she actually sees Dam. The next four columns is what she has to separate. It's the Vesta Floga, the Vesta Choydish, and the Oina Beinus. The Oina Beinus we divide into Yon Lamed and Yon Lamed Aleph, because most Moir Oiro hold that you should be Machmer both, specifically in a case where the Vesta Choydish happens to be Lamed Aleph, in which case you have to be Machmer both. Now, if you notice, we added on the Ruah of Choftes Nisan on the first column, right? Yeah? Because the Ozerua would apply to the Oina Beinunis also, and we'll see later on that sometimes we don't apply the Ozerua. But in the first line, that's the way the Hanhog is by most people. Now, how do we have the Oina Beinunis here being 24 hours? Or in the first Oina Beinunis, right? Column number 3, or number 4 from the beginning, it says Lamed Nisan, Laila, and Lamed Nisan Yon. How did Lamed Nisan Yon, how did it get over here? And the reason that got here, I'll explain to you how long this, and again, you'll ask your Omer or Ra, whoever you want to ask, how to be noise. I wrote it here the best, the way most Omer or Ra noise. The reason it says Ilamid Nisan Yoim is because the Tlesi said that the Oina Beinun is 24 hours, not 12 hours. Why did the Tlesi hold that there? The Tlesi, the crazy place, the Tlesi Shukunaki Rebellion, called the Kaila, Rabbi Yonis and Akshi. Yeah, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis. So he said, 24 hours. Why did he say 24 hours? So the Siddhartha brings it, and the Siddhartha says that he must have had a dream. Because he doesn't know where he could have possibly gotten these 24 hours from. This anointed to be Yehuda. That is an important not to be Yehuda, not to be Yehuda holds, and it doesn't seem that anybody argues on him. So when it comes to Aves HaFloga, a vest of interval, right? So now, when Aisha sees three times on the same exact day to the same exact oina, with its yom alayla, that's called a vest kavua. In order to make a vest kavua of hafloga, you need 4 years, because you need 3 haflogas, right? So you need to be year number 1, 30 days later, 30 days later, 30 days later, she has a vest hafloga to lamed yon. Year number 1 was at night. Year number 2 was day. Riyah number 3 was day. Riyah number 4 was day. Stating not to be Huda, she has a vest kavua to see every 30 days during the day, even though Riyah number 1 was at night. Because the starting point of the Riyah doesn't make a difference. That doesn't have to be in the same way. That is not to be Huda says. Where we understand it, we don't understand it. The whole Arich is there. That's the fact. Being that that's the fact, right? So in Aisha, now Aisha is Aleph Nisan. Why is there an Oina Beinunis? What's the time of the Oina Beinunis? So Shukranor says in 2 places, Kuf Pei Dalet Sivalet and Kuf Pei Tes Sivalet, that most Noshim see to 30 days. That's the majority of the women in the world who be Koveh Aves to 30 days. Now she saw an Aleph Nisan during the night, our case. She's going to see the next month, most probably, a P. Roy, when? An Lamed Nisan. Do we know whether that's day or night? How do you know it's night? But maybe 30 days in the day. Because the Noi Yehuda says that the starting point makes no difference. Right? If she starts out at night, so is the next time Lamed Yon should be during the day, and next one Lamed Yon during the day, and next one Lamed Yon during the day, it'll be a Ves Kavua. So therefore, when women are Kaveh Ves to Hafloga, the starting point of that Re'iyah is not Moira, whether the next one will be Yom Alayt. So therefore, right, the place is saying that since the starting point makes no difference, so the fact that it was at night, the month before, that's not going to teach me that the next month it's going to be at night. It could be at night just as much as it could be in the day. So therefore it's 24 hours. That's how Rav Chaim Cohen in the Badr Shulchan explains the time for the place. Till then, I don't think anybody explained the place. They left it that the place is set it, and most Mori Hoira, and Rav Moshe was metabolist, and Rav Moshe Big held like that. They on the halakha like the place, even though we didn't know exactly why. The Bible says a chiddush in his biurim, this is his own chiddush, that since we pass him like a noddy behuda, then it must be that we pass him like the place
too. And what about the other day?
Yes. Then it would be the same thing. It would be a 12 hours before. That's what the place he said. It's a 24 hour thing because the noise says the same thing. What?
Why not do it for 12 hours? It's something like day hours.
Yeah.
Why not do day of our mission and the night of
the because day. That's not what the Noddy Behuda says. Noddy Behuda says that she sees an Aleph. Okay, so that's what Noddy Behuda explains, that Aisha tends to see on the same Oina of the same calendar month. Except that the first one doesn't matter. But it has to be the same calendar month. It can't be the next. You know, if Aisha sees a flog of 30 days, doesn't mean a flog of 60 Oina. It means a flog of 30 days. That's what he explains. And it doesn't mean a flog of 31 days. So if you want to push it to the next day, then that's pushing into day 31. That doesn't happen. Somehow, the Gedolei Achronim knew, I mean, they knew this from the Gemaras and from the Rishonim, that that's what the Chshosh is up by Windows. So that's the Chshosh.
It could be more day, it could be night, day, back and forth.
In other words, it's Ves Kavua has to be day, you know, the same amount of days in between, not the same amount of oinas. Okay? Now that's what they show us to the Noddy Behuda wanted to find. It should be the same amount of oinas. We should count half day periods. The Noddy says we don't count half day periods. We count whole days. If Aisha is an Aleph Nissan, then the next month, Aleph year, I mean, Lamed Nissan is doing a Beinon, it's of Lamed Yoim. And Aleph is the unabandoned of Lamed Aleph Yon. Okay, now Isha continues. Yes.
And Noddy Behuda said it only once for the beginning of the cycle, and the place he said it for every
year. No. The place is only talking about Isha doesn't have a Ves Kavur. Whenever Isha sees Dam, he has to be Choshi, she's going to be Koivea Ves. The Chash of Ves is this, not that we're trying to figure out what she's going to get the next Ves. If Isha is not Kavur, that's an impossible thing to figure out. We can figure out within a certain amount of days, but the exact day, that's not possible. But we are, most Noshim have a Ves Kavur. The question is, this woman who is starting out now, who doesn't yet have a Ves Kavur, what is she going to be Koveya to? What day? So we say the majority of women are Koveya to the day 30. Day 30 when? Day or night? We don't know that. Could be day, could be night. Even though the original Riyah was at night. Okay, that's what the Noddy Behuda said. Once she's Koveya, she's Koveya. Now the next month she didn't see on Lamed. Our Isha. Let's continue by the thing to clarify this though. She sees on Chol. Instead of seeing on Lamed, when we thought she would see, or on Aleph, we thought she would make a Ves Kavur to the Chodesh, so she went ahead and she saw on Chol. The number 20 on top means that it's the 20 day of Lamed. Aleph counting as day 1, Chol as day 20, so that's 20 day of Lamed. The bottom 30 means that Nissan is 30 days. Now the Haflogah. From Chof Nissan, 20 days later, is Tet Ir. So on Tet Ir, during the day, she has to separate because of the Haflogah of 20 days. The small letters, Tet Ir, is the Ruah the night before. Yeah. Yeah. No. It doesn't make a difference. If you think about it, no matter how you count, it makes no difference. But we'll count for our purposes, counting both days. Next, Chodesh. She has, so in the Vesta Chodesh, you see she has Aleph Balayla. Right? Because she still has a Vesta Chodesh from before that was not Nekar. To be Oikar Aves, she has to go by the day that she was supposed to have seen him and not see. Now she saw an Aleph Nisan, and she's expected to see maybe an Aleph year, right? Now it's Chof Nissan. She hasn't yet, Aleph year hasn't come about yet. So therefore, Alipia still, she still has to separate. Practically speaking, it won't make a difference if she's an Eder. But in cases where she wouldn't be an Eder, she would still have to separate an Aleph ear, even though it's only 15 days after her year.
Yeah. I thought you told me that since she's now seen on this, meeting,
yeah,
that now you're starting from there. Because Aleph ear is not 30 days from anything.
Aleph ear is not until the 30 days, but the Beis HaChodesh. The same day of the Jewish calendar month. It's a different vest. It's not a half-flood. She saw an Aleph Nisan, so she has to separate an Aleph year, unless Aleph year goes by without a rear. An Aleph year hasn't gone by yet. So Aleph year she has to separate. Here, you're going to make a cheshbon, she's already an Eder. But let's say it's the time before the Gezer of the Truma Tadeshah. Before there was, that everybody was a Zohar. Whatever the reason may be, that she's already gone to the mikvah, she would still have to separate an Aleph year. Then you have Chof year, which is the Beis HaChodesh from the last month, which is the day she saw Chof Nisan during the day. So Chof year during the day, she has to separate because of the Beis HaChodesh. Then you have the Oyin HaBeinonis of Yutes year, which is 30 days. From 20th of Nisan till Yutes year is 30 days. And then you have Chof year and Chof year. And since over here the Ikar Oyin HaBeinonis is the Yoin, we're not moisted there. There was the Ruah, the Kulam, and nobody's going to add there was the Ruah to the additional 12 hours of the place of the night before in the Oyin HaBeinonis. Right, is that clear so far?
Yeah.
Why don't you worry about Lama Dixon and that being
Okay, that's a good question. The Oyin HaBeinonis always gets pushed off. The Oyin HaBeinonis is Midin HaFloga, and most notions see every 30 days. So therefore, if Aisha saw a Chof Nisan, and you were to be choshed that she's going to see again a Lamed Nisan, because that was the previous Oyin HaBeinonis, that happens not to be a 30 day. That happens to be only 11 days. Okay? So that's why the Oyin HaBeinonis always gets pushed off. The Vesta Chodesh has nothing to do with an interval. That's to do with the same day of the Jewish calendar month. So Aisha can be Kaveh to Vesta Chodesh. She can see every Aleph, and she can see every Tesvah, and she can see twice a month. As far as the Beis HaChodesh is concerned. But as far as the Afloga, an interval, the interval always gets pushed off. So this Isha, when we're looking at her, is she going to be Kaveh like most women? To Lamed Yoim, so we'll say yes, she'll be Kaveh like most women, but the 30th day from the last year, not the 30th day from the year before. Even though all this is a Machloikis, but just to simplify it, that's what we stop. Then this Isha goes ahead by turn, and she sees a Chof ear, which is a 31-day haflaga, and year is only 29 days. So now she sees a chof year, so we have a haflaga of chof aleph nisa, the sivan, so that will be the 31st day from chof year, will be a chof aleph sivan, then you have a chof year zeruah. The Beis HaChodesh is chof sivan, then all the Beis HaChodesh still now fell off, because she went through all those days without seeing, she went through aleph without seeing, right? And a chof, of course, she didn't go with that thing, it's the same as before. It said that now Chof year is Balaila, so Chof Sivan is Balaila. Then you had the Oyin HaBeinonis, again, 30th day from Chof year is Chof Sivan. Since it happens to be at night, the Oyin HaBeinonis, which everybody's masking, whether it's the Playfield or the Sidur Tayyar, everybody's masking that the Oyin HaBeinonis is at night. So on that, those that are masking with the Ozeru will be Moisif the Ozeru, and then Chof Aleph Sivan for the Lamed Aleph Yon. Then she sees again a Chof Sivan. A month later, 30-day afloga, but the same day, during the night of the Jewish calendar month, so now she has a Beis HaChodesh, a afloga of Yutes Tammuz and Chof Tammuz. Why is that? Chof Tammuz is 31 days, and Yutes Tammuz is 30 days. You look on the number 3, so yes, the Beis Meir, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Kreis Yuplaisi, Sijetayr, Prisha, Lechem Besimla, Deloike HaShach. The Shach Paskin, that are long, a short vest will be oiker a long vest. That's our Isha. She had a flog of 31 days. Next month she had a flog of 30 days. The Shah says that a flog of 30 days canceled the flog of 31 days. What? But we don't have a chazaka. Let's speak to our woman. We have no chazaka. So it cancels that vest. That's what the Shah holds. The Beis Meir and everybody who we mention here disagree with the Shach, and they say that a short vest does not cancel a long vest. In our vestas, if she sees a vesha inu kavua, a woman who sees once, an aleph nisan, next month she saw 2 months later, she's gone half a year, so aleph is gone. Right? Aleph is canceled. Now she has to keep the aleph forever. So every vest is canceled by one time, if it's vesha kavua, it's canceled by one time not seeing on that day. What if she had a vlog of 30 days? Right? Half a year to half seven was a vlog of 30 days. Yeah? But before that, she had a vlog from half Nisan to half year was 31 days. From half year to half seven was 30 days. Now that 30 day vlog canceled the original 31 day vlog. The Shah says yes, it canceled it. The other Achronim say no, it didn't. Because the only way you cancel a vest is by going the amount of days and not seeing them. Daytimeness. Right? The Beis Meir says that in order to cancel a vloga, this Isha has to prove that she can go 31 days without seeing them. And she hasn't proven that. All she had proved was she could go 30 days without seeing them. So therefore, she would have to worry the next month at the 30th day. And if she doesn't see the 30th day, well, maybe she see the 31st day because she never prove that she can go 31 days without seeing them. That's what they hold. The Shah didn't hold that way. I'm queer to tell you that Rav Moshe Feinstein held that the Shah was right, and he passed it like that the halacha, and so did Rav Moshe Big, that a short vest is oiker a long vest. Most Moir Aharoners Yisrael are machmer, like most of the Gedolei Aharoners. In America, the Moir Aharoners are also most of them are machmer, and again, you should consult with your local Orthodox cross as to how to give you guidance on this. That is, Rav Moshe was making. Yes. So Rav Moshe over here, in our case, would take out the Chof Tammuz. Okay? Now, the Chof Tammuz is the same, they have the Jewish calendar month, and you have the Beinonis as before. Next month, she sees a Chof Tammuz again. Again, a Chof Chodesh. Yeah? Now, this Isha has a vest kavua to the Chodesh, because she saw Chof 3 times at the same oina of Laila. So then we look in the here, there's nothing here to worry about except Chof Op, because she has one, she has a vest kavua, there's no oina beinunis, there's no aflogger. All there is a vest kavua, because this Isha now has shown us what she's going to be koveya, which is to the vest achoidish, and therefore there's no other shoshes other than the vest achoidish.
Why are we focused on the other rule when
we're focused on the other rule? Of course you can focus on the other rule.
Why?
Yeah. Because again, if you, I don't know if you were here at the beginning, but we explained that the Shah says that the reason for the Zeruah is because since she doesn't have a particular hour, we're always afraid that Tashu Shamit will bring it on a little bit early. We explained that last week.
No, I understand. But right. I'm saying
that
we just
made it Bariyon. So, every time it's Bariyon. When it's Enoch Kavua, it's also Bariyon. Doesn't matter. There's a real difficult on the place. And this absolutely is not my point to see whether there's a rule goes in this. It's also all the there's a rule, but certainly apply there's a rule here. Then the next month, is Isha didn't last with her kviyas too long. Now she gave us a Chof Gimel off, which is 33 day aflogger. In which case now, we have an interesting case here, that the aflogger of 33 days she has to keep, because we are afraid she's changing her kviyas. This is if you're Dal and Shulchan Aruch. She's changing her kviyas from a vest achoidish to a flog of 33 days. So therefore she has to make a cheshbon of 33 days. And then, the choidish is the same thing. Since she had a vest kavua to chof days, it takes 3 times to cancel a vest kavua. The new choidish we also apply because we're afraid that she's switching vests. However, the oina beinon is, we do not apply. And this is not according to all poiskim, but it's according to most poiskim. If you look on the number 2, if you want to know who the poiskim are, you look in the Bade Shulchan, Sif Kotten, Yudalit, where he explains that these things are all, the Oina Beinonis doesn't apply to a woman who has a vest kavua lechoidish who was not necker yet. Would it be a vest aflogger that was not necker, then the Oina Beinonis would apply. Because we would say that we can't say that Aisha is never going to see. So once the aflog will be over, there's nothing for her to be choishes. And we'll explain that a little bit better. Then she sees on Chofres Elul, this Isha, so now she went to see during the day. But you see she has two haplogas, again because of the Beis Meir, and she has two chodesh, because you can always have two Vesta chodesh. However, since she still was not oiker, the Vesta Ruah of the chodesh, because there hasn't been 3 months yet that she didn't see an achov, so then Vemeila, there's no oina beinus. Now, if she'll be oiker, next month she'll also see an achov gimel. So she's, so that the Vesta chodesh kavua is nekar. So then there's no longer chav, then the oina beinus would have to be reapplied. However, if a year down the line, she'll go back to see chav one time, it becomes kavua again. So all these halachos of Vestas are extremely complicated, we could spend weeks on it. And the only way that a person can really learn the halachos of Vestas is to sit down. I mean, there's many ways, but one of the ways is go through the sheet again. I'm always available for consultation, for questions. And if you practice, and if you want, you can always go to a rov and go to the rov with the date of each particular person, and the rov will help out to make the cheshbon until a person can make the cheshbon. The other ace is to get the computer program, which is very good, by the way. And there's one more thing. When a isha becomes a meuberes, so there's no longer, once it's hukar uvra, Shulchan Aruch says there's no longer, she doesn't have to wait any longer worry about that. Now, what that means is that once hukar uvra is a period of 3 months, roughly in a month after she has, that she knows she's pregnant for 3 months, and so a lot of people always call me up that my wife has to worry about something within those 3 months. Normally, Isha that doesn't have a vet kavua, once she's pregnant, she doesn't get a period. And once the vest is neka, let's say she had a vest aflog of 28 days. Goes by the 28 days, then she has the chodesh. Goes by the chodesh, then you have the beinonis. Goes by the beinonis, then what? And the answer is there's nothing there. Everything was neka. So even though she's not yet 3 months pregnant, there's no vest that apply because it just happens to be that there's nothing there. When we should honor vest, that for the first 3 months, vests do apply. Because again, Shulchan Aruch is joined by most of the women at the time of the Shulchan Aruch that they had a Ves Kavua. And in most of those cases, Vesus would apply for 3 months. So again, I thank everybody for coming. And if you have any questions, you know, don't hesitate to ask. And that's it, especially in Ves. Pregnancy test is a big machoy. Ramoisha has a pregnancy test and but then Rabbi Kibbeger says that he has no very quick. You know, he didn't have a pregnancy test, but he said the fact that our notion don't see them once they're pregnant, even though it's not hooker uber, that she knows she's pregnant, whatever it be by test or any other way. So Rabbi Kibbeger sign it, it doesn't make a difference. You still have to be choshev for 3 months tested, because there was no, that's not called a shinui of the teva. Ramoisha held, what's a shinui of the teva?